This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Way. Being drawn back to the home. I'm serious. They don't own the home anymore.
I'm serious. He hasn't lived there for at least a decade. But he returns malevolently every so often. I wish I was kidding. It's very, very sad and scary. That nothing can be done about it. And that he can't get the help he needs. Because he clearly needs some damn help.
An exorcism.
And I feel bad for the people that live there and have to reside there. My God. And again, it's a violent situation. It's not like it's... No. It's not far from that. But it's a guy that used to live there that comes back and it happened like 2 weeks ago. And he broke the window and entered the home.
Imagine that. A previous owner coming into the Carson household trying to get back in and say it's his.
So that's like a movie. That's like a scary movie. And he's, you know, again.
Careful.
That's good enough. That paints a picture to you, doesn't it? Yeah. But I will say this. That's not in my cove. It's not in my cove. It's a little bit. He only wants to go back to one home, bro. He doesn't want to go around the whole house, the whole neighborhood. Well, that's bad for them.
It's not the cove, but you said it's a rock's throw, like a spirit can't get as far as a rock gets thrown.
If you could throw it as far as Brendan Lewis. If you could throw that thing like Brendan back there, you know, five-step drop.
Wait till we throw on the Cortez. I see you two still have doubt. He said he sucks, and you want to play around about the passer that we can be.
No, I'm saying he. I do agree with Brad that it'll be a lot of running.
It's gonna be a run first.
Run first.
100%. That's what's gonna be the. You don't know who's got the ball. We run this wing T.
That's fair. I like it.
And then when we need to pass, you know, Cortez.
Not exactly. See, that's not going to get me to the sim on week one when you're telling me that's the offense, bro. I mean, you got to sell it a little better than that, even though I think that's what it's going to be.
I think you should get used to an explosive offense in the sense you're going to have a bunch of huge run plays.
Norvell used to do that all the time.
DeRozier and Sutton, you got a bunch of guys that can hit home runs. My guy Jonah Dillon predicted 2,000 yards between the both of them. That's the level, again, that's the level of run game we're expecting from Memphis. He's just saying 2,000 between those two. We ain't counting what Brendan Lewis could potentially do. He ran for 775 in Nevada.
Yep.
And so you put the three of them together, good chance they're going over 2,000. But to think, you know, if you got 2,000-yard backs or close to it, you're going to be pretty darn dangerous.
Yep.
Yeah, maybe not, you know, in through the air, but in a different way. Again, defense does its part. You should be right there at least at the top competing in the AAC.
Absolutely. All right, we'll come back with the rundown. Lots more to come, including Rampage Jackson's son.
Such a strange story.
This weekend, I think it's fair to say nearly killed a man. I mean, based on the descriptions.
Rampage says the dad has spoken on this and says he's the guy's recovering, but I don't know if we can trust the father.
Right.
But there are reports about
that this gentleman might be recovering. And then, to your point, I didn't know if he would at one point watching the video.
Yeah, we'll talk about it when we get back. Jason and John on Eterna FM, ESPN. Hi, we're back. Jason and John on Eterna FM, ESPN, Monday, August 25th edition of the show. We're gonna have real football that counts every single weekend from now until what, like late January? I think that, and then we have that 2-week respite for the Super Bowl, which obviously will be Bears Raiders.
Yeah.
Would we go to that Super Bowl? Would we do the Jason and John show live from the Super Bowl if it was Bears Raiders?
Probably.
We'd have to, right?
Some form.
We'd have to go for that for sure. But I'm only confident in one of those sides having a chance.
I'm only confident in one of us actually working the show if it's a Raiders-Bears Super Bowl. You'll just be
another
there to enjoy
point. It. Yeah. Another good point.
I'll be working with Brad.
I'll come on as a guest if you want me to, man.
Yeah.
But no.
We'll think about it. We'll consider it. All with your Raiders expertise, perhaps.
I think like who's my guy, 81 Caffey Vet Man on Twitter. He was his opinion aged much better than mine on Cam Miller. My God.
You just high on anybody that Brady's brought in. And
well, I think that just got exaggerated ultimately. I think like he maybe said like, yeah, you know, he's got a chance. And all of a sudden you see the headlines. Tom Brady anoints Raiders third string quarterback. You know, he stinks. Mm-hmm. He stinks. Aiden O'Connell stinks. And he's hurt now. So now we got to go get a backup.
I know which Raider fan to trust now.
I mean, look, he said he liked Shadur. I don't know if you guys saw Shadur over the weekend.
Some say it was sabotage.
I mean, I got some thoughts, but we'll get to that in the rundown. Let's do it. So I didn't know this. I did not know this until this past week, but did you know that a condition upon being granted a working or a student visa in America now is you have to be able to recite Hulk Hogan's full theme song? You have to be able to sing it. I am a real American. Fight for the rights of every man. And according to my sources, Simon Majak indeed did learn that theme song because he is coming, baby! Woo! Pledge of Allegiance to the flag, once it nation. Simon Majak expected to report to campus Tuesday or Wednesday, according to Coach Penny Hardaway. Starting to look like a starting big man out there. Ain't that right?
Might be if Bradshaw can't get it.
And it hurts inside. That's Simon Majak right now. He got that visa.
Penny's like, I've seen the film. Now I'm going to see him.
I think Donald Trump would actually like, if Penny could call him. And he could be like, hey, Mr. President, I need you to rubber stamp this one. He'd be like, Penny Hardaway? The Penny Hardaway? Great player, great name, he's in, you know?
I think that's what happened here.
I think, like, that's a guy that, like, Trump probably, you know, wasn't Penny a Nick for a while?
He was.
So he probably remembers, maybe they were, hopefully not at the, you know.
Enough.
All right, anyway.
Think about putting Penny at that party.
There were a lot of parties.
I already know where you're going.
There were multiple places I could have gone, but I'm sure somebody could have been at both. Anyway, Penny is innocent. And Simon Majak is expected to report to campus tomorrow, Wednesday. You know, we've been hyping him up, honestly, just because we joked around about his ability to get here.
You did.
No, I wasn't.
You doubted. This is where the part of the show where you need to say Penny took care of business.
Well.
Visa with David.
Got him.
Visa with Majuk.
Now, the David visa was a different administration. It was a lot easier to get those.
But Penny still. We were pointing to issues. You were talking about issues with visas, how hard this is. We got it done.
Yeah.
Now, tip of the cap.
Penny said minor hiccups. And I appreciate, like, that's Penny, man. Like, it could be like an international, you know, incident, right? And Penny be like, minor hiccup. Nothing big. Cuban Missile Crisis.
Because he always had faith.
That's what I love about Penny. I wish I could adopt that in my life.
It's there for you, brother. You just have to embrace it.
No, it's like, literally, like, the worst thing ever could happen. And Penny's like, just a little hiccup, man. Mm-hmm. We'll be all right tomorrow, man.
That's how Shadur took them 5 sacks.
No, he started to pout. He was starting to pout, man.
Because it might have been sabotage.
And I will say,
it's a different story.
Penny did throw the Gatorade bottle at the end of the FAU game.
he had every right to.
We all fall short, don't we? No, he,
dude,
he,
we felt his frustration. 100%. We threw the Gatorade bottle with him in that game.
Now, I completely agree. That was BS that they didn't get that timeout.
Right.
And it cost them a game.
Although we should have covered that. You know, we should not have jumped at the three-point fake.
Did anybody get hit with that bottle? I mean, I think that was not covered. It. I mean, he did throw it. Somebody got hit with that thing. You know? But it's like, oh, can you sign this, Penny? I got hit with this. He's going to see it on eBay. Anyway, Simon Majok is going to be here. He's the 13th player to join the program. Some other news. We already talked about Thierno Silla. And then a rope. Did indeed commit over the weekend.
What was the last double name great we had?
Have we had one?
I'm not just saying Tiger.
Yeah.
I'm just saying,
Oh. Bowl.
That's it. He's the most recent.
I mean, yeah.
I knew there was one.
I feel like there are some guys that do have double names sneakily, though.
Yep.
But
thank you for that.
But yeah.
That's the name I was thinking about.
Yeah, Bowl is definitely. And then before, yeah, was there anyone off the top of your head other than him?
It might be very thin.
You know, all the Bogdanoviches have basically the same name. Bogdanovich. I mean, that's just adding an itch at the end of it.
Right.
So, I mean, I think that one kind of counts.
Kind of does.
But we'll have to leave that up to interpretation. You know, look, in terms of what this means, Penny said, I'm excited because we're long. We have a lot of length. We have a ton of athletes. We have guys that can play multiple positions, and that gives me a lot to work with. So that's a very bright, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed way of saying that these are 13th, 14th, and 15th guys that probably are not going to see the floor. I mean,
hope not. If plan one goes, if plan A goes right? I mean, plan A is Bradshaw. You know, plan A, and I suppose maybe as part of that is Majuk, but those other two guys, a rope and the gentleman you named earlier.
Yeah,
so, whose name I'm still working on. It should be easy to.
I do appreciate your you know courtesy there, the gentleman that I named. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
because I like to work on it. I did it with Isla.
Thierno.
I work on the pronunciation.
Thierno
before
Silla.
I try to come on here. Yeah,
we have such a foreign flavor in Memphis basketball, don't we? In 2025, I mean, so many foreigns on the Tigers, and then obviously Isla is coaching the Grizzlies. So it's a very international flavor.
I don't know how many of them will be part of the rotation for
right.
The Tigers.
No, I would hope none, honestly. unless a rope comes in and just...
I'd like Majuk to be part.
Yeah. I mean, he's 7-1.
Of the rotation with that body, but right. who knows if he's capable. We don't know.
I mean, it does feel like Silla maybe has the best chance, right? Because he's done it for the Big 12 team. And a 4-4. Mop-up duty.
I'm probably with you there since we've actually seen it.
Yeah.
Against the Big 12 schedule.
He talked about Daniel Vieira-Tuck. He sounded frustrated about that because Penny said it's a blow because he missed the whole summer, and this is the second year in a row trying to get in, so you feel for the kid.
Maybe that was him, right, an eligibility issue with his former school, so that does. He didn't obviously plan for that.
Yeah, I would be shocked if he's here. And then he did talk about Curtis Givens today. I did not ask him about this, but I would have if I was there. He said, when he first came in, the story was obviously him being from here and being a part of this team and helping us get to the NCAA tournament and go far in the NCAA tournament. Now I've seen a player who's grown immensely in 2 months with every single thing that he does. His mindset is that he wants to prove himself. Going to LSU, he didn't really play as much as he wanted to. His ceiling is still really high, but he's also made huge improvements. Mystery man, and you know where I'm going with this, Hassan Abdul-Hakim.
Yep.
You know, this guy is like, this is like the first quote I've seen about him.
UT Rio Grande.
I mean, and the reason why it sticks out to me is because there's just this random person on Twitter like 3 months ago who, when I was tweeting about the lineup, he said he would draft Hassan Abdul-Hakim number one of anybody that Memphis had. He would draft him number one. I'm like, holy hell, what does this guy know? Hardaway admitted that he has brought more to the table than the Tigers thought he would when they signed him in early May. Hassan is a ball player. He's a guy that's strong, that can guard 1-5, a playmaker. He can be a mismatch, a matchup problem. Out there on the floor, I'm really excited about him. I was not expecting that level. He's a Draymond Green type player, knows how to make plays, very strong offensive rebounder and defensive rebounder, and is very unselfish and very talented. You don't really hear Penny talk about guys like that unless they're really good. Like that, you know, I mean, I know sometimes he will hype up guys, but like to compare.
You've had your mystery man on Twitter, and then I think Gabe Kuhn had watched him. Weirdly, because I remember him stopping and saying,
right.
I watched this guy.
The day that Gabe admitted
them,
he had a gambling problem.
It was right there, and you know, right in the wake of him signing with Memphis or commitment, whatever it was.
Yeah.
And it stood out to me because I'm like, well, wow, he's all in if he's watching this kid
at
UT Rio Grande.
Yes.
Shout out to Gabe. But yes, those were two that were very high on this guy early, and it's good to get a little backup here from Penny after
workouts. You just start to kind of think like, man, if he actually is that level of player with Doug, with Curtis, with Aaron Bradshaw, like it's starting to kind of sound pretty good.
The dude from South Carolina sounds like a little bit of a guy that you can play everywhere too. And Zach.
Yeah, Zach Davis.
And with the his ability to play multiple positions, but also his body.
Yeah.
You figure he's a guy that's going to be useful. What about my guy from Temple? We're just forgetting about him.
Well, he's a good depth piece. I like how you and Zach are on a first name basis. He's like Zach.
Yeah.
No, you know,
I've never known whether to call him Davies or Davis.
Yeah.
So I'm still learning. This is the new transfer world.
It is.
We have to relearn the roster every year.
Yeah.
You know, these we don't even have PJ Haggerty coming back. What are we talking about here?
Yeah. No. It is kind of just whiplash all the time. Like, oh, you know, because even the Hassan Abdul-Hakim guy was like, where did he come from? Like, that just got done in the dark of night,
mm-hmm.
you know. I don't even know who was recruiting him. We don't know. Like, he left the team last year. What the hell was up with that? You know, you just never know. But, yeah, I do think, like, you start to get through that top five or six. If Hassan Abdul-Hakim is the player that Penny is saying he is, I mean, this could be another good year. I mean, I don't think it'll be 5C, but 7, 8 feels reasonable.
Possibility they're deeper than last year, but the top-end talent is not as good.
Exactly. Exactly. So I don't.
Which probably, you know, that you know the way Penny plays.
Yeah.
He loves playing a lot of dudes.
So, I mean,
that's where it feels like we're headed right
no
now.
No doubt. The days of the 8-man rotations under 1 cent are over. I know that'll drive people crazy, but.
I'm just saying, when you're doing it against a schedule as tough as his,
it could
go the other way. That's,
well, we don't know on sincere.
And he
either.
Had to tighten up. Well, that's a good call. He had to tighten up because that schedule, that's the thing about it. You're just playing anybody against a schedule like last year's, and you've got a similar one, six teams right now, you know, projected to make the tournament.
Yes.
So, maybe you want to play that way, but can you? That'll be the question.
Yeah. So, anyway, intrigued about it. Penny talked about, you know, some of these guys for the first time. Obviously, you know, as far as, you know, my investment, you know, Curtis Givens and then kind of everything else. I mean, I'm happy to be the conductor of the choo-choo train there. Of the Curtis Givens, what was it?
It won't just be you. Memphis will be pulling for him hard.
Lil Wu, right? That's what they call Curtis Givens' dad?
Yeah, back in the day, I think.
Back in the day.
Club guy.
Oh, am I going back?
I mean, he's still a club guy. He's, you know,
but
CG,
I can't call.
CG
I don't now. Think I don't call him Lil Wu. Like, I don't
I
think
was
we're
say.
On that. Although, I think we should be.
Is this Lil Wu?
I think, you think that's how.
Father of Curtis Givens?
You know how I answer the phone, bro. You know I don't talk like that on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
But I do need to check with him and see, can I call him Lil Wu? And if that's out of bounds for me to do that, because I have been, not because I'm doing it as for a favor, but I have been a very positive, I think, voice towards Curtis for the entire,
we know why you're trying to make the special 30.
He won't even call me. I mean, I can't even get like a tease. I can't even get like a, hey, we're considering, you know, nothing. I mean, I got kids. I got to make plans for that night. You know what I'm saying?
What's the thing on payola, Brad? I want to go and recheck the guidelines. I mean, it's unbelievable here. And we continue to do it day. As soon as he saw that Penny quote about him, though, it was inevitable.
No, I just want to be the DEI Power 30 inductee this year. That's it. That's the one. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Jay's just giving me the...
Well, I mean, that's what I said.
Jason,
it's done at the University of Memphis. The state says no. So, you know, we
that's right. We did cut.
But it's done. No DEI for you either.
I don't know
either.
If Curtis Givens Enterprises has adopted that policy, though. They may still have a DEI program.
Mm.
And if they do, I'd like to take advantage of it.
Never needed it.
But anyway, I'm kind of starting to get a little excited. We should have some news about this exhibition with Arkansas coming up, right? It's not been confirmed, but I'm assuming that that's got to come. I mean, it's almost about to be September.
Well, what's curious is the dates, because the date that Hitman reported is just 2 days off of the other
one,
if I'm not mistaken. So it is odd to have the two exhibition games that stacked up on each other when there was a couple of weeks, it felt like, or something similar to that last year in between. So what you typically would do is spread them out. So I'm curious about if it's a date thing is the reason why we're still waiting.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, I'm starting to get hype about it. I'm excited. The schedule, like the image of the schedule release, was a little confusing with the balls, you know, with the different dates on them. It wasn't exactly the most readable schedule in the world. But I'm nitpicking here, right?
Yep.
I'm nitpicking. I'm getting excited about it, and you know, I'm hoping that they can, you know, do what they did a year ago and get back to the tournament.
Commanders fans. You should be happy, and there's a lot more of you after last season's run and Jaden Daniels' fantastic rookie season all the way to the NFC Championship game. You got Terry McLaurin all done. 3 years, an extension worth up to $96 million. Looks like it's pretty commensurate with what DK Metcalf got from the Steelers. It's going to end his hold in and get him an Cook was the other player participating in a hold in. Over in Buffalo, and he got his deal done, what, last week? And here we go, getting Terry McLaurin in here a couple of weeks before the season starts, and he gets $30 million signing bonus in the deal. According to ESPN, they had been over at odds over his value since talks began early this offseason. As we said, he had used the DK Metcalf as sort of the guide for the negotiations. And as John has pointed out, he essentially got the same per. Because 3 years, 96 comes out to what, about 33 per year, and that's what Metcalf got for 4 years from the Steelers. 4 year deal worth $33 million per with $60 million guaranteed. Age was the issue for Washington and why this got sort of held up. He's going to turn 31 when the extension begins. And that's the thing, you know, it's also the deal with Cincinnati and Hendrickson. That's why they've been hesitant on the guaranteed portion of those guaranteed money portion of their negotiations because of Hendrickson's plus 30 age. And so when you get these guys to this point in their careers, teams get a little bit hesitant about giving them a contract of that size. It's understandable. It's business. But in this case, McLaurin got the business done. It's probably smart to do the hold in. Seemed to work in his favor. And in the end, he got what he wanted, which was he wasn't crazy saying give me Ja'Marr Chase or Justin Jefferson money. He's saying give me DK Metcalf money. And John made a point off air that I think it applies here. At this point in their careers, I'd absolutely much rather have McLaurin over DK Metcalf with everything McLaurin still does.
Yep.
I mean, he is the safety valve
for
Jaden Daniels. He was that last year. DK Metcalf's not that.
Right.
You know, not at that at this point in his career. Maybe, you know, Pittsburgh's hoping that. But he's a guy who's taken a lot of hits on that big old body over the years and is more of a fly route guy, more of a take the top off guy than a guy who still wants to go over that middle, run that underneath stuff, do everything for you that a one can do. So maybe he proves me wrong at this point in his career. I have my doubts about that. Maybe Aaron Rodgers re-energizes him, but I don't see it. My guess is Calvin Austin going to be doing a bunch of the dirty work for the Pittsburgh Steelers receiving corps.
Exactly.
Back to McLaurin, he deserved it. And for Washington, who, oh, by the way, you know, traded Brian Robinson, the running back, to the Niners because they feel so good about their offense and their running games, their running back situation. Still got Eckler and a bunch of scat back guys. This Washington team looks ready to roll, man.
Yeah.
It's a tough division. Dallas should be better technically. We'll see what happens with Micah Parsons. So long as he's there, they should be better. Because, again, you got two receivers now. It's not just CD.
Yep.
You got Pickens. That should be hard to deal with so long as Dak is healthy and under center. So that division's going to be real interesting because here's the other part about it. The Giants, the last place team, as we expect and I project, that defense, though, is top 10-ish.
Mm-hmm.
If you pay attention, you know, we talk a lot about Malik Nabers and their quarterback situation with Jackson Dart, the Ole Miss guy. We do much of our discussion about the Giants there and how thin ice Brian Daboll's on. But that defense has all kinds of pieces. And so that NFC East could get real beat up between the competition level at the top and then, you know, what the Giants and some of those other defenses could do from that standpoint. So really interesting there, but Commanders have got all their weapons accounted for now.
Yep, they do. And, you know, I don't know why they dragged this out. It seemed
because he's 31.
Yeah, I guess it's, you know, same.
Not to be.
Same deal as the Bengals there. They don't want to pay a guy in his early 30s. But, I mean, I just think, A, it's a reward. It should be a reward for all the hazard he had to endure the last 7 years,
100%.
Right? So you got to reward him in that way.
Great point.
For being consistent and not complaining. I mean, he's been a pretty good citizen for those years. And, you know, you go to PFF. PFF has him 10, top 10 in the league. DK, 23.
Wow. So there is more than an eyeball difference most definitely.
His win above replacement over the past 3 years is 1.31, which would rank him 7th among receivers.
Dude, he was all the big catches for there. I want to tell you that, because he's my receiver now, that Alamide Zaccheaus was like their third leading receiver last year. That tells you that it's like...
Yeah, absolutely.
He was everything McLaurin was.
Like, Terry McLaurin's not sexy because he just kind of shows up and gets the job done.
I'm going to tell you the other point about you needed to pay him, that you make the sense. Cincinnati has paid Burrow. You got Jaden Daniels on a rookie deal. You absolutely owe it to that rookie quarterback. And at this time right now, in terms of your... the way your cap is laid out, who you're paying, You have to pay a guy like McLaurin, who helped Jaden Daniels have the year that he had last year, and you're not paying your quarterback, where like since he is, and so you absolutely have to pay.
Yeah,
McLaurin in this instance.
Absolutely,
you have the money. You got the QB on the rookie deal. This is where you take advantage of a situation like this.
Yep. So well deserved. Just around the NFL while we're on the subject, you know, came in here 2 weeks ago and was, you know, talking about how much. How good Shedeur Sanders looked in his start against Carolina.
Yeah.
And we were saying, you know, back up for sure. Maybe by the midway point of the season, he may even be the guy.
Well, you said something, too, about him being a – what did you say?
Failure atheist.
Yeah.
Well, he was believing in it this week, I tell you that. He was a full-blown convert because that was maybe the worst performance you will see by a quarterback in the preseason. Five sacks did Shedeur – and by the way, he took them. All right? He took him. He had the most time to throw of any quarterback in the preseason.
According to the NFL Next Gen Stats, he faced four blitzes, sacked on three of those.
Yeah.
So they were going after him.
Well, they were, but he was making it easy on him with his hijinks. You know what he does. I mean, that's what he was doing against BYU. He's like,
no, he does that.
Doing the pirouettes in the backfield, you know, whoop! But it don't work, you know? I mean, it might work against Kansas or something.
I mean, Joe Burrow tried against the Commanders a couple
that's
weeks
right.
ago.
That's right.
I couldn't believe I was seeing it from him.
I'm gonna tell you what happened there. This is just maybe this is what everybody's saying, but this is what it looked like, because I had action on the game, so I was watching the floor. I was like, whew, here comes God's
child. Yeah, I just
child.
Saw the highlights.
God's child is coming in to save me.
Curious
you know?
In your take. You can't be flipping on him though. Just give it's your take. You
look,
have to take responsibility for the takes.
Look, I'm not flipping on him. I'm not flipping on him. Yeah. I'm not throwing him out. But this is what I think happened psychologically. So he started the first game. Against Carolina. He was the starter. And they played him three quarters.
Everybody was hurt.
Yes. And so he got to play. Not only did he get to start, but he got to play with better players, right? Better offensive linemen, better receivers, second string. It wasn't starters, but it was like second string. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, like, those are competent NFL players, right?
Backups.
Yeah. So he got to play, and he looked pretty good. He looked pretty good in doing that.
He looked
and,
great.
And he was
made
playing.
Made his dad proud.
He was playing a, you know, backup defense as well, because Carolina
was.
Wasn't really playing
that,
any
that's
starters.
Part of the story.
So that was that game. He looked great. This situation played out very differently. He did not start. He did not even come off the bench first. He came in behind Dillon Gabriel. And Dillon Gabriel looked awesome. Dillon Gabriel came in there, and I don't know if you saw those highlights. He led that 86-yard drive with a minute left, and it could not have looked better, in my opinion.
And I watched him the entire game last week, and like I said, take away the pick six,
yep.
And which is, you know, something to give up. You can't just dismiss it. He was outstanding, and so he's going to be there too. He has outplayed Shedeur.
Absolutely.
And you have to give him credit.
Absolutely.
You know, for doing it. But, again, what Shedeur have out there? Because you're watching this game. What did he have out there at that point?
He had nothing. I mean, he had, like,
nothing.
He had, like, receivers who were wearing, like, jersey numbers in the 30s, right?
I saw him miss a couple throws.
Yeah, he only made, like, well the running
did
back
he
dropped
check
one.
Out?
Yes.
See, that's
yes.
what you can't do.
He came in
even
there.
Even if they're – right.
Dude,
that's what he can't do.
He was pouting.
See, that's what I'm interested in this. I heard you say that. Obviously, I didn't watch
his,
the game.
His
you
body
did.
Language was just as bad as it can be.
Well, that's what you can't do. Even if you feel like the team, hey, I'm out here with a bunch of scrubs and y'all are setting me up to fail, you cannot look like that. You cannot look like that. You're giving the job to Dillon. Set aside the numbers, how Dillon's looked, how you looked, how great you looked first game. You're giving it to him with that sort of attitude. And it's that if you're going to be unprofessional, that's what they wanted to question you on the whole time. You cannot give them that.
Yeah.
So I'm going with your
he's gonna
opinion
have to, he's
here.
Gonna have to,
that he caved.
He's going to have to like snap out of that, right? Like he wears it so like. He rides that wave, man. He rides the highs and he rides the lows. And it's like, you know, the great NFL quarterbacks, they don't.
No, the problem is it can't just be all good when it's all
exactly.
good.
Exactly.
It has to be all good when you're down,
exactly.
too. That's what they
exactly.
look to
exactly.
from a franchise quarterback as your leader. You have to stay up because you have to be the guy that they're looking to say, that's going to dig us out
know,
of this.
I don't know if Superbox has this capability, but you should go back if you can and just watch the third quarter.
I think Brad's will. I don't.
Gotcha. It's coming over from Taipei.
Took a little while longer.
He was sulking. The guy was sulking. Now, again, he was getting sacked.
Again, Caleb was sulking all year last year.
He was.
You know?
He was. And he had a bad offensive line.
But Caleb went and won. Caleb this guy dropped to five right. with folks questioning this sort of thing.
Yes.
Obviously the interviews, but it's the attitude and everything else.
Yes.
And probably, are you going to be like this?
But I think like if you were, if he was going to like, if you sat him down and it was like off camera, he would probably tell you, these folks set me up for failure. They put me out there against with a bunch of scrubs and aren't going to make the
like
roster.
It looked like it.
They, like the running back.
I didn't see anybody picking up the blitz.
They weren't. And the running back dropped what would have been a touchdown walk, a running touchdown.
Well, we got to include that too.
You know, so I don't
think. That can add to your
frustration. His teammates did not do him any favors. But.
He should still be QB3.
If you're going to be a starter in the NFL, right, you have to be a leader.
That's where Dylan edges him out. We can take away the stats of all of it. Dylan beat you on that for the two job, just on leadership he showed in the situation.
Yep.
You know, throughout this entire
preseason.
How many
times did Joe Burrow get sacked over the years? You know, he doesn't sit there and sulk and like go at his offensive
lineman. Bro, he's getting sacked this preseason by thrown around by the Commanders. It wasn't like he was looking at his lineman and said, y'all are killing me.
He pops right back up and he throws it again, you know? I mean,
I couldn't understand it.
It's not fair to compare Shadur to Joe Burrow. I mean, that's, you know, Joe Burrow's number one pick. He's, you know, 5-time Pro Bowl or whatever. But like,
no, he's got sacked a ton though.
Yeah, and it happens.
And remained a leader.
And it happens.
You can't just put that all off on.
But I think he got in the game feeling like the backup job had been, or the QB, whatever it is, with Pickett. I don't even know what they're doing. But like I think he went into the game feeling like it was over.
Pickett should be traded. And they should keep these two as the 2-3. That's
but
they're not a franchise that operates with any sort of logic.
Very true. Very true. Because I don't know. What are you going to keep? Four quarterbacks?
They say they're going in with four.
That's insane.
Why? It's got they're waiting for the offer on. Everything I read said you should trade Pickett. Everybody this morning, all the analysts, keep the two, keep Dylan. You've got investment. Shadur might end up still being something.
Yeah.
There's more value in both of those guys, especially with the way Dylan led this team this preseason, than there is in having Pickett on the roster at this point.
Yeah. Anyway, that was the NFL this weekend. I don't think there was anything else notable, but I was watching.
There was an agent. Bears came back and won.
That's right.
And you didn't.
My quarterback.
Cam looked good.
Cam actually did. He got the job done on Friday night.
Are y'all not believers yet?
I'm a believer to an extent. I mean, I'm not like a full-blown Jehovah Witness here, but. I mean, I'm not going to go door to door about it.
This kid's
like you want to go door to door.
This kid is legit, man.
I think he's got some of the stuff. I do.
Bro, I think too, the intangible, man, the back and forth with Jeffrey Simmons, I don't know. Did you see that built up a respect? Now, you probably already had much of this in the locker room and the way he carried himself. But that getting, you know, the talking he does back and forth at the defense and then doing it to a guy like Jeffrey Simmons, and we know about his background, whatever else, being willing to do it to Jeffrey Simmons, you saw him on the sideline. He's got so much respect for this kid now. They're all on board, and dude is not Levis, man. Like, they just have to clean him up and get this on-script stuff right with him. Getting the ball downfield, it's no problem. He throws some darts, man. This dude he's got the arm.
I do actually
just
think
that some of that hero. It's similar to Caleb, just get some of the hero ball out of him.
Yeah.
But I do think that Cam's shown he's more capable of that right now at this point than Caleb.
And I think he's just a natural leader, you know?
Bro, that's what I'm talking about with the Simmons thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
You take the baddest, it's like when you go to jail or anything, whatever, like they say, you beat up the baddest. If you that dude, you beat up the baddest dude in the jail.
I'm not the one that's going to jail on this show.
In this case, Cam, I'm not going to jail for five over. In this case, Cam, you pick the baddest man on the defense and you get into a back and forth with him to the point you got him so frustrated, he's putting hands on you.
No doubt. I mean, that you're right.
That defender said, "What's wrong with this kid? Is he crazy coming at me like that?
And that's what you want people to think.
That's what you want. That's a leader right there
in prison.
And bro, they made up everything else. And now Jeffrey Simmons looks at him. It almost looks like he's looking up, as big as dude is.
Would that be
to Cam?
Would that be your strategy in prison? You would?
I can't go in there as the man. That's what they say. That's the advice for if you're gonna be the man.
Nah, like if
pick
like,
out the baddest dude up
like,
in there.
Nah, look, here's the deal.
Otherwise, you know what's gonna happen to you.
The only
I know what's gonna happen to you.
The only strategy I have, if I ever went to prison, would be like, hey, listen, I got betting picks. I'm going to help you on NFL Sundays.
Now, you and me talking about all that commissary you got that you're going to be handing over to
the
fools, because that's what you're going to be doing.
No,
Sam's going to be getting you all that commissary.
I'm going to be
and you're
betting
gonna be funding
guy,
everybody.
And I'm going to help them make some picks
back home.
They can't
make no bets.
That's what they do. They call home, have people put in bets for
what
them.
They do is wait for you to hit. They want your commissary, fool.
I'm not getting no commissary.
You're not going to be in there on zero. Say I'm going to be sending it from the Cove.
I doubt it.
And they will take your ho-hos and dumb all those things. All
man,
those
that's
little,
crazy.
The chips. They're going to be taking your stuff. And you're going to say, well, I gave it to you. Why you beat me up?
Damn.
Because.
I guess I'm just going to have to just kill me.
You don't need to go in there.
Just kill me, man. I can't live like this. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, that's what.
Just take me out.
Cam has gone into Nashville.
Just shake
He's
me right here. Let me. I don't know what I'm in for or when I'm getting out. But if my strategy of giving you winning betting plays doesn't work, then I got nothing. You know, because I can't. I'm not going to be able to really do.
They're taking whatever they want from you.
You don't.
And you'd think about that.
It's everything. It's amazing that I didn't.
Your manhood.
I didn't get a ticket today. Well, my manhood is fine, bro. All right?
I'm just saying. You talking about you going to be the baddest man in the prison with your betting scheme.
No, I'm that's my only way. That's my only chance, man.
You're going to take your bets and all your candy.
What you going to do, man? What's your big plan?
Not going in.
I know, but if you...
Too old at this point.
Well, I know, but I mean, you'd have to do something if you win.
The wise old guy playing chess. Be trying to teach some of them.
No, you ain't that old, cuz. You ain't 75. Yep. They still
ain't
taking
nothing,
you.
Ain't nothing over here for you, young man.
All right, so Jason has no plan, Brad. Let's just make sure he don't go. Because I've been thinking about it. You know, you never know, man. You never know what you could get jammed up with.
It's just 5 miles per hour over.
But anyway, yeah, that was the preseason. It's wrapped up. And then now we're full speed ahead, 9 days away from Cowboys-Eagles on Thursday night, right? Or is it Monday?
That's a Thursday night.
Thursday,
game.
Yeah.
We're the Monday night opener against the Vikings.
Oh, yeah.
Thursday is Philly-Dallas.
It's back.
Not sure where that game is. But then, yeah, it's going to be.
See, I got a text from somebody.
I got the longest way.
I put in bets every night right now for an inmate. He calls and gets somebody to send money on baseball. See, I could do that. I could be like, yo, man, look, if you give me internet, which I know they get internet in the prison, like they kind of get that Roadrunner. I'd be like, look, let me look at a couple things. Let me see what the market is doing. You know, let me email my guys at Right Angle. What are you?
Yeah, wait till that first bad weekend.
That's the other thing. It's like, hey, man.
When you lose,
we went 2-8. I'm dead, bro. It's over.
Good and dead.
That's it. So, anyway, just stay out of prison.
You're going to
wish I was. You know, you're exactly right.
Nick, you daddy after them bad bets.
Everybody relax over here. He's getting getting carried away. All
yep.
right. We need to leave some to the imagination. Okay. Don't go to prison, and preseason is over. Mm-hmm. All right, we got lots more to come here on the show. Speaking of prison, Rampage Jackson's son might be headed there after what happened this weekend. We'll talk about it. Stick around. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Football and sports talk on 92.9 FM, ESPN, presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Today.
Robert Irwin Jewelers. That's where you need to go. That's where I wish I'd gone instead of going to a big box store that's since closed down, where I bought Faith's engagement ring so many years ago now. Coming up on 16 for us. So this would have been a good 17 years ago. Should have gone to see Howie. Wish I'd known the man then, and I'd have an engagement ring that was worth what they said it was going to be worth when I bought the darn thing. I did have my wife's engagement ring appraised with Howie, and he had to give me some bad news. But it was what I needed, honesty. And that's what you're always going to get from Howie and Robert Irwin Jewelers. They've been doing this for over 40 years. Family knows all about the jewelry business. And you want the best deal on whether it's an engagement ring, something else, whatever the occasion is. Howie's got the perfect gift for the perfect budget. If you can dream it, Robert Irwin Jewelers can make it when it comes to engagement rings.
Yep, and they also offer the free jewelry spa service for life, which means stone tightening, buffing, polishing, ultrasonic cleaning, rhodium plating, white gold, steam cleaning. I mean, that's just the kind of service you get with Howie and the good folks at Robert Irwin Jewelers. Over 4 decades of experience in the jewelry business, they are the best trusted name, known for providing timeless treasures for generations of families. Bigger, brighter diamonds, better prices. Robert Irwin Jewelers online at rijewelers.com. Respect Burgers 1, Jeff Coggins 125. That's the show. We have not talked about this pretty wild story. I don't know where this was. Do you know where it was? I know it wasn't Memphis, but it was somewhere. And Rampage Jackson has a kick deal, right? So that's sort of the backdrop of all of this. Rampage, of course, former UFC fighter from Memphis. He has a Kick deal, which is a streaming platform. You know, there's Twitch, there's Kick, there's YouTube, there's all these different streaming platforms. And they pay crazy amounts of money because, like, you're on pretty much all the time. There's no off button. Like, you're just streaming your life. Every interaction you have outdoors, like, there's a real live, raw element to it. You know, it's not produced, it's not edited. It's just like, these are how people are kind of moving these days. And Rampage Jackson has a deal, I would imagine, pretty lucrative with Kick. And I don't know if his son has a deal separately of that. It seems like he does, but that's where it starts. I think he does have a separate deal with Kick, and Roger Jackson does.
It's L.A. It looks like the LAPD is investigating.
LAPD. So Knox Pro Wrestling. Raja Jackson was at Knox Pro Wrestling in L.A. over the weekend. And again, all this stuff is streamed constantly. So I don't know how it happened. I don't know if he, like, it seems like he may know a wrestler that works with that promotion, and that's kind of how he got involved with it. But essentially, he walks up to this thing before the show starts, and he's got his camera crew with him and everything like that. And there is a gentleman who I think goes by Psycho Stu. That's like that's his name. And I don't know how hip he is to the stream world. I don't, you know, he seems like an always probably like early, you know, late 40s, early 50s, right? I don't know how hip he is to it. Seems like he doesn't have all the information. So Roger Jackson comes up, introduces himself, and Psycho Stu then, and this is all on camera, he then reaches on the table, picks up a can, I don't know if it's beer or whatever, and then smacks Roger Jackson in the head with it. You know, hits him in the head with the can, and you see the beer go everywhere, and it's and that moment where Stu is then informed, whoa, he's not a worker. He's not a wrestler. He's just here as an acquaintance of somebody, a friend of somebody. You shouldn't have done that, right? That's That's addressed immediately. Roger Jackson's all like, you know, mad about it. He's confused, understandably so, right? He did not expect to be hit in the head with a can, you know? So
apparently not.
But he does not do anything. He does not react physically there.
He says, I'll do this, but it gets folks calm it down, the people around them.
That's right.
And the wrestler that did it seemed apologetic enough.
Yes.
That you thought the situation looked like it was headed to be diffused.
So, yeah, Psycho Stu goes up to him shortly after and says, hey, man, I am so sorry. I had no idea that you weren't a worker. I thought you were a worker because you had all these cameras with you. I assumed wrong, and I apologize. You can't really hear that, like, word for word, but that seems to be what took place. And it seems like Raja accepted the apology. After that, he is then told by one of the wrestlers involved in this promotion that he will get his receipt. We talked about it at the start of the show. What's a receipt? Receipt is when you get your leg back, right? And so he was told that, hey, we're going to have you run into the match. That got planned. We're going to have you run into the match, and you can get your receipt. That was told to Raja Jackson. So, again, all this is on stream. He takes a seat in the front row of the show, and it goes on and it goes on. Keep in mind, here's a part of this that is not being talked about enough. There's a live chat with these streams that these guys can see. Mm-hmm. And the chat the entire time was just gassing up Raja Jackson, saying, you got to kick his ass. You got to get him back. You can't let him punk you like that. Just gassing him up for nonstop for hours, right? That's the way it went. And eventually, Psycho Stu comes out. He's having his match. And Raja Jackson runs in there and proceeds to beat the living hell out of him. I don't know how many times he hit him in the head. It looked like 8 to 10 times, like violent.
After he like suplexed him.
I think that's actually when he lost consciousness.
Yeah, because I think it was the way the wrestler's head hit.
Yeah.
I don't think the wrestler was expecting to
no.
be. He might have expected to have him come in
yes.
for the receipt.
Yes.
But it looked like he didn't, because he didn't brace himself.
And it's not a professional doing that move, right? It's a UFC guy.
Right.
It's
exactly.
And it looks like it was like whiplash. I think he lost consciousness in that moment when he initially got body slammed.
It kind of looks like it.
He doesn't really respond.
It certainly looks like a possibility.
And after that,
he never puts up his defense.
Exactly. So he's just kind of laying there motionless, and then Raja Jackson jumps on top of him and just starts waylaying. You know, boom, 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 boom.
Yeah, real shots. There,
real
that's the
shots.
Thing. You expect to see fake shots if it's
right.
work.
Because, like, you know, usually when you do a fake shot, you put one hand on the head and you hit your hand.
Right.
That was just like body, like street
shots.
Fight, you know. And this probably went on for about 20 seconds before anybody attempted to intervene, I would say. I mean, you can see this guy's head hitting the mat coming back up. I mean, it was just.
Yeah, I don't know if it's 20 and then, you know, it felt that long.
Yeah.
Before the one guy comes in, the guy pushes him. Rampage's son pushes him off of him.
Yeah.
I think people thought, I don't know that people initially thought this could be real. I think there was some shock.
Yes, there
and
was.
And that led to some of hesitation towards getting this man off of the wrestler.
There's no doubt about that.
To your point, I mean, it felt like 20 seconds. It probably was 10 seconds, might have been, but there was some hesitation there, clearly.
And then eventually he does, it takes the entire.
Realized it's real. People realize it's real.
Yeah,
it takes a while.
It felt like it took the entire damn promotion to get him off of this guy.
That part hit me too, because it looks like there's real rage in there. Like this
yes.
is not something where
yes.
you can, you know, you can chalk it up to, well, I just lost my, you know, lost my mind for a second. I thought it was going to be rude. And then it turned, because he's fighting off everybody else.
Yes.
It looks like to try to get back to him.
Yes. So eventually they do restrain him. He's got blood all over his shirt. He leaves the premises. This guy, the guy that got attacked is just laying in the ring. Like, you're wondering, is he alive after that, honestly? And it does sound as though he has come to. He lost some teeth. There were some broken facial bones.
I guarantee it.
And that sounds to me like he got off pretty good, given that that's the only thing that happened. Could have been brained. I mean, this is a trained assassin, right? He's a freaking pro fighter. This is not just you or me out there doing this. This is a guy who is a pro MMA fighter. And so what Knox Pro Entertainment and Activity said in a statement, they said what was supposed to be a planned and agreed upon wrestling spot turned into a selfish, irresponsible act of violence against Mr. Smith. This egregious act is reprehensible and never should have occurred. I believe Rampage Jackson did come out on Twitter and say that it was a work that went wrong and that I don't condone my son's actions at all. He apologized on behalf of his son, who he said had suffered a concussion just days earlier, and said that he hoped that the gentleman recovered quickly.
Is that the beginning of a defense in terms of you're talking about seems the concussion like for days earlier?
Certainly seems like it. I mean, go ahead.
I was going to ask you, as a naive wrestling guy, back to what happened before the match and the face-to-face with the wrestler.
Mm.
Is that can that he hit him with one of those fake cans?
No, it was a real can, but it was done in a way that was like, you know, it was professionally done. Like, they know how to, like, not actually.
Yeah, I could tell that the guy wasn't, it didn't look to be bleeding. Now right. Whatever was in the can was all over his face and everything else. And I'm asking that as an, like, I'm thinking like an attorney here.
Yes.
If you're telling me that my guy had a concussion.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters, and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.